Know what she did?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yes.
My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address for me, please?
Okay, your name is Ricky Harrington.
My name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here. Can you verify your address for me, please?
My address is 630 Creek Road, Bath, PA, 18014.
Okay. My mom puts one of your accounts to load.
Pardon me?
My mom puts one of your accounts to load. Okay, I'm just letting this low. One moment, I'm still here.
Yep, I'm here. Is it still snowing?
Okay, and it's just still loading. I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
It's still loading. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, and due to this, the KitchenAid was ordered, ma'am, and you don't want to receive the KitchenAid?
That isn't what I told her.
I'm sorry?
That is not what I told the woman.
Okay, how may I help you today, ma'am?
All right, first of all, she is very nasty. She does not belong in customer service.
I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, she was very, very nasty. Okay, it says Walmart, and it's got five KitchenAids with different colors, and it says $2.95. No place does it say anything about $7.95, and that's what my account got pegged for, $7.95. She says, well, that's the entry fee. My ad doesn't say anything about an entry fee. It says $2.95. So then I said, well, I guess I'll have to call Walmart tomorrow. And after that, I said, then I'll call my bank. I said, and I'll get it canceled because it's fraudulent. But that isn't what I wanted, Ricky. I just want my $5 back. Because my ad clearly states $2.95. And nothing more.
Okay, so only thing I can do for you today, ma'am, that is a valid charge, but you were refunded for the $7.95.
Yes, you canceled the order.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize about that, ma'am.
But that isn't what I wanted. I wanted it processed like it said on my computer for $2.95.
Okay. It was stated online in terms of conditions, ma'am, about the charge and everything. I'm sorry.
Didn't say a word. I went back and looked at the screenshot everything, and nowhere did it say that I would be charged $7.95. Before I made this phone call, I double-checked it. I worked in customer service. Am I getting possibly what you might think a little rude? I'm very indignant right now. I will admit that. But I never treated anybody like I've been treated on this phone call.
Okay. I do apologize about that, ma'am. So, your account has been actually canceled, and I do apologize for that. She will be spoke with about that, ma'am. So sorry that you had to actually go through that. Your account has been canceled, and that refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Well, if it's going to go back in my account, It said go back tomorrow. But what do I do about getting this mixer?
Okay, you won't be able to actually receive the mixer, ma'am. Because you were canceled and canceled.
Because why?
Okay, you did ask to be refunded, ma'am.
I did not ask to be refunded. All I wanted was my $5 back.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So you didn't want to be refunded, ma'am?
I wanted to be refunded $5, not $7.95.
Okay, there's no way we can just refund you half of the shipping charge when it's $7.95, ma'am.
You're no better than she is. You're very rude also.
Okay, you're saying I'm rude because I won't refund you half the money back, ma'am. There's no way to...
No, I'm saying you're
I'm
rude.
I'm not being rude.
Because of the way you're talking to me.
How am I speaking to you, ma'am? I haven't said anything rude to you.
You have... Your tone of voice has shifted and you're very nasty.
This is my tone of voice, ma'am. It hasn't changed since I've been on the phone.
Yeah,
I'm not being rude. However, you refunded. The refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Nope, I'll just call tomorrow and take it up with them tomorrow.
Okay, thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy one.